8:41, Marianne's Savvy Tips this Friday are about buying in bulk. People like to shop at places like Costco, Walmart, and Sam's Club to save money, but that's not always a great idea, is it, Marianne?
No, even though, Bob, every time we run out of something, I make you go to the store and buy something in bulk so that we never run out.
Yes,
but
you do.
It's not always the wisest thing to do because, you know, it's really tempting to see that, you know, you can buy something in a large quantity and not pay that much money for it. And it seems like it's going to save us money, but it's not always the case.
So I shouldn't buy Twinkies in bulk? Is that what you're telling me?
You shouldn't buy Twinkies, Bob. Don't show up at the house with those.
All right, I won't.
Okay, but let's run through some common things that people buy in bulk, but they shouldn't. Okay, one of them is, this is my favorite. Okay, salad dressing. Why does anybody buy salad dressing in bulk? I see that, like, we go to Costco, and it's, like, in giant containers, and you use so little of it. And also, by the way, it's so easy to make and so much more delicious without additives and all that stuff. But because the bottles contain lemon juice or vinegar, it can go bad, and it has an expiration date. And if you live alone or just with another person or a couple of people, you're never going to use that up. So you end up tossing it out.
So you end up losing money, right?
Exactly. Yeah. Okay. Another one is skincare products. I used to think, oh my God, like this is great. Like I'll buy this giant container, even of body lotion. Okay. But if you don't use that up right away, it starts to get rancid. And you don't want to put that stuff on your skin, right?
Mm-hmm. I don't put anything on my skin. I guess I should, especially now, right?
You should really put stuff on your skin, but get it from small containers so you can finish them and then get a new one. Okay, this one is kind of obvious, like bread. Who buys bread in bulk? But the reason I mention it is because, of course, you shouldn't buy bread in bulk because it goes bad right away. But what I do, you know that I have a friend who makes sourdough bread for us every week.
Mm-hmm.
And what I do now is I just take that loaf and I cut it in half and I stick it in the freezer. And then as soon as we're done with the first half, then I take the other one out of the freezer and it tastes just as fresh.
It doesn't dry it out?
Well, I put it in a Ziploc bag.
Mm.
No.
Okay.
No. All right. Canned veggies, it's really tempting to buy them because the stores often have them on sale, but usually it's because the expiration date is close. So, you know, near. It's going to happen soon. So don't buy those because then you get stuck with them and you don't want to have those after the expiration date. So just buy the, you know, just buy what you need.
Mm-hmm.
All right. My favorite also is cooking oil, which is like, I mean, you tend to buy that in gigantic containers, but if you don't use oil every day, it does go rancid. And have you smelled oil that is rancid?
Under the hood of my car. Yeah.
Well, it doesn't smell very good.
No.
All right. The other thing is oatmeal. Buy the smaller boxes because they're fresher and crunchier, and then buy another one because when you open up a giant box every day, it can cause the cereal to oxidize. So if you buy the medium-sized boxes and store them in airtight containers, you can preserve them.
Are people still buying like 9,000 rolls of toilet paper?
I was just going to say toilet paper. You know that I'm always asking you to buy 9,000 rolls of toilet paper because we can't keep it in stock here at the house. But it's not a bad option to do that if there's a discount. But if there isn't, there's no use in stocking up on that because, seriously, we're not going to run out of toilet paper. So it's like your money's on hold.
Some of the things like dried fruits and nuts, people think it'll last forever, but they really don't, do they?
No, they don't. In fact, we need to do a cleaning of ours now because after a couple of months, the fruits, the dry fruit and the nuts can get rancid also. And, you know, they do have to be stored in an airtight container, not the way that you open up a bag of pistachios and then you roll up the bag and stuff it in in the cabinet, and that they're bad like within a couple of days because they're not even crunchy. So you can also stick them in the refrigerator or in the freezer, which is what I like to do. So the bottom line is, be sure to read the expiration dates and think through, and don't be so tempted when you're shopping and you see what, you know, this huge sale if you buy this in mass quantities, because a lot of times it's going to go to waste. And also, don't shop when you're hungry.
No, never do that. What's the free recipe this week on Savvy Planet?
On savvy.planet, savvy-planet.com, we have a free recipe every week. And I know you're getting a little bit of tooth work done this week, so we're having mac and cheese.
Oh, all right.
And this mac and cheese is, I mean, I'm embarrassed to say how unhealthy it probably is.
Who cares?
It's so good. Who cares? And I added veggies to the mac and cheese, so it at least looks like you're having something healthy. It's really delicious. It's the ultimate comfort food.
Yeah, it is, and it's the weather for it, too. Savvy-planet.com. All right,
yeah,
Marianne.
And it'll go out, if you're a subscriber, it'll go out next week, so you'll get that recipe.
I'm not stopping at Costco for 100 Twinkies, so I'll be home immediately after the show.
I'm so glad to hear that.
Thanks. And right. More from you next Friday.